want him to wake up? Yeah, I was a bit eerie.
Why?
No, I just came in here. Normally, I was one of them.
Okay.
Come on.
Hello.
Why won't it wake up? Is it done?
The power lab doesn't work. You turn it off.
But how? Ah, there it is.
Okay.
Yeah. I received an email with a few possibilities on the materials. So I'll discuss them.
Okay, we'll just come to the next later.
Yeah, I received.
So we're going to talk about the conceptual model.
Oh. Which one was mine?
So that's me. Okay, so I'll just show you the
minute. Who's that? What's it called?
Minutes.
Okay, so we just talked about. You want me to show it there? Or?
No, just.
Okay, we just talked about it. Looks has to look nice. Usability is very important. People don't want to spend money on something that's similar to cheaper ones. It has to be very basic, not too many buttons. Light switches on if you use a button. Text TV still has to be a possibility. And it has to be easy to learn. The other things are making it so. And the functions are volume, channel, to choose channels, and on off, a mute button, and a text TV button. That's other functions. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I just want to give you mic again, the first presentation of your.
Shall I start?
Yeah.
Document, we sent the investigation to the remote control mode. It has been done in Italy and in another country in Europe, I forget. But they found out the most important aspect for remote controls happens to be a fancy look and feel instead of the current functional look and feel. So it's very important for us to create something new. So what Michiel just said, it must be some very different from ordinary remote controls. Fancy stands for an original look and feel of the case and interface. This aspect is the most important one. Came out of research. It is twice important as the following. The second most important aspect is that a remote control should be technological innovative. That stands for new technical features. And then this is a point of discussion because we just decided that we don't make use of LCD or speech recognition. Mm-hmm. But this is the second important aspect, and I think we must use some of the new technology to be innovative.
Well, we already have the flashing light on it.
Maybe something new. We have to discuss about this.
Okay.
get back on
the thermal pieces that do not exist in current remote controls, and that's very hard. The third one is the aspect that the remote controls should be easy to use, but that was an overall point we already discussed there. Got one picture. Our target group we thought about was young and trendy.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that part of the web page. And it says fashion watches of France and Italy have detected the following trends. This trend, I think it's not that meaningful for us, maybe, but it's about clothes and shoes. But the next aspect, also in contrast to last year, the feel of interior is expected to be spongy. Spongy. What does spongy
spongy
say?
Spongy, like spongs.
Okay.
So rubber, kind of.
Soft materials.
Yeah.
But maybe that's all definitely a good idea, because you drop your remote control very often on the ground,
yeah.
So it has to be flexible.
Yeah, it's something that it's standard. I don't know what it means. So spongy means...
it's like a sponge.
Soft sponge.
It's also a stress ball.
That's a good idea if it's like that.
Well,
is it a bit like the boards of the remote control? Or soft?
Yeah, I have some material information that I'll give you a bit later.
Okay.
In my presentation.
Okay. What do I think? Because offense look is the most important thing of our remote control, I think about changeable fronts. Maybe a see-through, one in a fruit front, because it's hot, and some basic color fronts. So we can make five different fronts to start with, or something. Maybe an extraordinary shape, like this one. Just another shape than a normal remote control has. Just something round in it, or maybe not we have to discuss about that. Main point still is the technological innovator. Yeah, how do we do that? Maybe speech? We must have some kind of gadget.
Yeah, I'll get back on that.
So...
It's very difficult to do it, because it's only 12.5 euros you have to spend.
Yeah,
well, I got also an email from the technology department.
Maybe watch the first.
They've done research about it, and even more possibilities now with speech. So they recommended using it.
Okay.
Well,
okay. Well,
I'll check what it exactly.
First watch Paul's presentation.
So
well, actually, we don't have an idea how much it's going to cost. Maybe it's cheap. And
yeah,
it's
that's the only problem. They don't say how much it will cost. So, if we implement speech recognition, I think it would be better to implement LCD as well, since you have to configure speech.
Like that's definitely more expensive than...
Yeah, that's something I don't know.
We're going to make many of those, so we can start a mass production and then...
Yeah, but the telephone has also...
Okay.
Yeah. But the telephone also have an LCD, and...
Yeah, so we
and that's about 200 euros. So
we have to decide on that.
Okay. What was it?
No, I got an email. And it says the chip can be simple, regular, or advanced. And they say a display requires an advanced chip, and this is more expensive than all the other chips, so it's
LCD
the most
doesn't
expensive.
Require...
Yeah, it says in the email, the display requires an advanced chip.
Okay, and speech recognition?
Yeah, probably too.
I
haven't got anything about speech recognition, but...
That's
the most expensive chip we need if we're doing, doing a display.
Well, we can... make sort of the design. So I did some searching on the internet. I watched the old remote controls and new remote controls. I think we should, this is one of the modern remote controls of the moment. I think we should go more to the iPod and MP3 players.
Yeah, just modem, but still
modern.
Basic.
Yes. You probably have to make it a bit bigger and a bit smaller, because when you want control, you can see it here, you have to reach both sides. Here you just have one keyboard. So that's the main difference. But it looks, I definitely think we should go like this. And then changeable fonts. So that's the most important part, I think. But on the home basis, something like that, something simple. Well, and then I just ordered the buttons a bit. Basic buttons, on, off, mute, and maybe two others, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe
buttons.
The text.
Yeah, the text button, maybe there and there. Then the color buttons, if we want it on. I don't find it very usable, but
I don't think it fits
in the modern machine as well. So, and then where you saw the play display in the iPod, you can put the basic buttons, 1, 2, 3, 4, and above 10.
But that's on the display.
No, there's no display there, but it's on the place of the display. And I think we should light this up much more than that part. So focus is on these two parts. So you don't see all the buttons you
see. But this one is very difficult to use because the volume and channel is on the bottom of it, so you can't use your thumb for it.
This is how it is now.
On the bottom too.
But it's not the best.
Well, here you have also side scrolls. I don't know if we can use that.
Volume or a channel.
Then we can even simplify it more by just putting the volume on the side
and the channels
and
as well.
And just channel buttons here.
Oh, yeah.
The channel buttons are often used, and you can't use them now with your thumb because the thing is not easy to control.
Basically, it's here.
Yeah, okay. Maybe we should put that on top and
that's
buttons
better.
We don't
top?
Use on
the
bottom.
Yeah, just the other buttons like text, TV, put that on the bottom.
Because you can't hold it. You can't hold it
low
control and push the buttons.
Except from the on-off button.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
But I think you'll use the switch channels buttons more often than the normal channel buttons, like 1, 2, 3. So maybe we can put that on the bottom.
Maybe, I don't know.
Like zapping is just...
Maybe it's not easy if it's below. It's harder to zap, so I think it should be easy to have them. I think it's pretty standard. These rogue buttons on the top.
Yeah, okay, that's
and
that's good.
If you don't light them up, they don't. You don't seem very good. I think it's modern to light this area up and to light this area up, so the focus gets on this part and not on there.
Yeah, okay.
But the position, of course, can be different. We have to look at what's easy to use and how it's easier to use.
Yeah.
So we can switch these to... I don't know if it will look good if you put those on the bottom there.
No, I think the top buttons are okay. Those should be on top.
Yeah,
but
maybe
we can switch those to...
Those two, yeah. And you have to make sure it's easy to... Yes, it has to be big enough so you can hear it. Right.
Okay.
Well, that's my finding, so my personal opinion is that we should go more modern look and MP3 player. And, if you want to put in speech recognition or something, I don't think we should put it on top then. I think that if you're going to put in more technology, that you need to be able to switch them.
Yeah, that's cool.
So if you put in speech recognition, you need so many more buttons. Which won't look good on the front side, I think.
Okay.
No.
So that's something we have to decide on.
Yeah, we have to keep it simple.
Yeah.
We have to decide this lecture or this
what we're gonna
15
do.
Minutes, yeah,
okay.
How it's going to look.
Component design. I looked at some similar devices in my own common knowledge. So this was on the website. If you aim at a young public, you should use materials that are soft with primary colors like green, blue, red, so flashy kind of colors. Shapes should be curved. So round shapes, nothing square-like.
Okay, so, okay.
Your iPod is trendy, and it is all curved and square.
Yeah, but it has round corners, I
okay,
think.
Okay, so not
we shouldn't have too square.
Yeah, okay, not the old box look.
And sports and gaming define style characteristics. I don't know exactly what that means, but should be, well, yeah, popular kind of.
Mm.
Yeah, we have to put our Real Reaction logo as well on the
okay.
on the remote control.
Yeah,
so the colors also, so we have to make it in black, yellow.
Yeah.
Black, yellow control.
Maybe the sides
yeah,
in yellow and the top in
not
black.
Not that weird, because we definitely want to make it kind of flashy to attract a young public.
Yeah, but I don't think the colors black and yellow go well together. But
no,
we make
okay,
maybe you can put yellow
same.
On the side and black on the front.
That's just a matter of taste.
Yeah, okay.
We have to use a kind of flashy colors.
But can't we use different fronts with all with the logo on it?
Yeah,
can we do that?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like fronts
and
in
still
red and yellow
yes.
and blue. And
yeah.
Still transparent.
Yeah, but with all with logo on it.
Okay.
Well, this is a remote control, a very old one. Then the components, the case, just here's the black.
Yeah,
so
we make it some.
It
maybe we have to make it from soft material. Sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
How? Yeah.
Maybe. But anyways, it should be transparent. We decided that.
No, one of the options. You can, just like a mobile phone, you can make
okay.
different fronts on it, so you can just replace them, I think.
Yeah, we could
that was
that.
The idea, or just release
just
one.
Give five with them, just in a box.
or just sell different ones.
You could make them like blue and transparent, so
yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
The buttons, normal rubber, I think. Normal, ordinary buttons.
No, I don't
yeah.
know. A more
it could be like a Nokia, like from
yeah,
the
just
plastic. That's better for.
I think
yeah.
Rubber really has an odd look.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the new modern remote controls, the buttons are part of the style. I think it's part of the remote control itself.
Yeah.
It's one, out of one shape. It doesn't is a button. How do you say? It doesn't come out of the
yeah,
background. It is in the remote
yeah.
control.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So we have to keep it on one level, like
yeah, like mobile
the
phones,
top it's
like
yeah.
The iPod, just
yeah. Okay. Okay,
yeah,
it's just
cool.
So that should be hard plastic than the buttons. Or
I don't know what kind of material it is, but
yeah.
Maybe you can make it around from soft material, just only the basic remote control from normal plastic and
yeah.
the rounds of it from softer.
And
then
the LED, the normal infrared LED, I think, sufficient. And backlight LEDs. So
yeah.
cool.
But I think we have to make the case transparent, otherwise the backlight won't work. So if you,
yeah,
you
if can
just
the
make
numbers
them around the buttons.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
Or it runs the whole.
Yeah, but we can still make it transparent. So
hey,
yeah,
choose.
You can half transparent or just that it comes out a bit.
Okay. And green color, the backlight or
difference, I think also.
Yeah?
Blue.
Blue or red,
yeah.
Whatever you want, I think, depends on the color.
Yeah, but you
of
can't,
the
you can't choose it when you buy it. You
that's true. But
no, I think there are multiple color LEDs. So.
Is it?
Yeah,
okay.
But can you change
I
it
know
if you already bought the.
Yeah,
it can, because
it's
on my
mobile
maybe phone as well.
Maybe put some different
expensive
ones in it, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I have
no,
the mobile, I have a blinking light on my phone, and I can change the color of it.
Okay, cool. Just make it some different colors, blue, red, and green. Or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's too expensive.
Well,
we
don't
think so.
Put in any fancy technology yet.
Then some more technical things. I don't know what it is, but it should be there, I think. This is a normal circuit board, like a chip board in a lot of things.
You have to hurry up a bit.
So you just need this and these transistors and resonators, there's all these kind of things. They basically said that that's almost the same on any remote control, so
we
I guess we just need that. Mm. I don't know what they do or
you can change.
No, they just have to need it.
Okay.
The battery contacts, like normal batteries.
Yeah, recharge it maybe.
Yeah, we
yeah,
have to
okay.
make sure.
You
yeah,
still
okay.
want to have a recharge, don't we?
Yes,
still
yes.
Yeah, but we don't want to have a, how do you call it? Accu?
Recharge
a
battery.
Yeah,
just a
battery.
Yeah,
batteries,
yes. Rechargeable
okay.
batteries, I think it's best.
Not a separate.
No, just rechargeable batteries.
And a chip. That's this one. Then I received some possibilities. For the energy source, we can use batteries or a kinetic, like with the pulse watch. So it operates
oh,
on
cool.
your wrist.
Okay. So if you
but
hold it,
normally
it's
you
powered.
Put a remote control on the table
yeah,
or
I don't
on
think
the
it will work.
Yeah.
And we can also use solar cells, but you must
it's dark
use
in the room.
It indoors.
Just
so
batteries, that's cheaper. That's
yeah, and we can use the home station kind of thing.
Yeah.
Cases, flat, so uncurved. 2D curved is like front to the back, and 3D curved is also in depth.
Okay.
So that's possible. But with 3D curved remote controls, we must use rubber buttons. So we can't use the flat.
So we need 2D.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think.
Definitely.
These kind of materials can be used.
It doesn't really matter, we just make it plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
Scroll wheels, that's cool, that's for the volume.
Yeah, scroll wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. We can use multiple scroll wheels too if we want to, but
yeah.
I think just the volume is enough.
I think for channels it's not
okay.
handy, it's because you score too fast.
And the LCD, so we need the expensive, most expensive chip. If we use an LCD.
I don't think that's an opportunity. Just skip it. Because we don't have time for that too.
Okay, then we must use the second most expensive chip, so the regular chip, because we use scroll wheels.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, that was it.
Okay.
Yes. Are we using a rubber case or
oh, just maybe we have to skip that one as well. It's
I don't think a rubber case.
Yeah,
would
it
have
should
to
be
do
soft.
Something about the trend. The trend is spongy and fruit or fresh. Fresh.
Yeah, okay. The,
fruit
and fresh.
Now nothing about those two.
Yeah, fruit and fresh can be just the covers.
Yeah,
so you can
find
the spongy. Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine.
No.
A soft
I don't like it either.
No,
I just can't imagine.
So just hard plastic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Titanium? Mentioned there.
Titanium, I think it's too expensive.
But maybe the form has to be a bit different. No, just square form, just a bit.
Yeah, you can make
more
it
round
curved or
yeah.
round, but Just in 2D, not in depth.
Yeah.
So we have to decide which one we're going to choose from these.
What exactly? Because we have to know it. So the energy is the recharger, we already know that.
Yeah,
it's a normal
batteries.
Battery. Okay. The chip on print is a normal one.
Yeah.
Okay, the case is just a plastic
one. Yeah, the chip is the regular one.
Yeah,
you have the simple
regular.
One, regular
yeah.
and advanced, so it,
yeah,
it should be regular in the second.
Okay.
I think I'll just.
And
check
we
it.
Need a plastic case with a scroll wheel on it at least.
Yes.
That's pretty much it.
And
the first concept.
So I'm not sure, but I don't know if they expected to draw on this one at this moment.
I don't know either.
Or should we do it in the next meeting?
ID and you ID work together on prototype drawing on smart board.
Yeah.
So we should
get
it
one.
Here.
So
that's
we're staying here.
Or should we do it in the next meeting?
I think that's the next meeting.
Okay.
But you definitely get a specific instruction.
Okay, so
yeah.
Now work 30 minutes alone again.
But think about something that's more rounded and more.
Yeah, I don't know, but the iPod and etc. MPD player has mobile phones.
Well, I bet, just on the top.
Just
the
bits currently, okay. I'll see if I can see any events.
Maybe the wheel can be like this, if you draw it like it. Yeah.
A very big scroll
one.
Wheel.
Yeah, but just not on the top, but on the side. Of it.
Okay.
Okay, so we have this at the moment.
I think you'll get a lot of volume changing when it's not wanted.
Yeah.
Okay, so we get this. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little problem of course as well.
But maybe we can make a plastic so that you, if you like drop it, it won't change the volume.
Yeah,
and
maybe
you
just have to make it that's not squirtable, it's crazy.
Like this, and what's the channel chip? Where do we put that?
I think in
the
middle.
Still bottom or?
Yeah, well, what is the middle part?
That's the number.
I
numbers,
think the number should be in the bottom, and the switch channel in the middle.
Yeah, I agree as well. Use
it doesn't make a difference if you put this, the switch channels on side of each other, on top of each other, because you already have the volume here, so you can also put here one button and the other one there, next to each other.
Yeah, that's right.
So you can also put it all on the top and this keep this empty, because you have to hold it. So.
Or you could do the switch channel up button above the numbers and the switch channel down button.
That's
below.
Not maybe you want to zap very quick, so.
Yeah, I think zapping is the highest priority, and then you use those.
Is this an opportunity or?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but I think we should put them on top of each other. So
why?
Because then it's easy to know if I push the
but still
the
next it's still the next one.
Yeah, but the top button is like you switch them up and the down button is.
Yeah, but
if you put
for left or right, it's exactly the same.
Yeah,
I
think it's.
But
what's
I think left to right is more often associated with volume. And top down is more with channel.
Yeah,
it's
not.
It's
exactly
almost
remote
every
controls.
Remote control.
Yeah,
so if we use that, they will probably have a long learning time.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you already have some volume on the side, so you can't make it. You can't make a mistake. So
I think it's so simple. You just.
Okay.
So, but that's for you. Just
yeah. Okay. I'll take a look. At
okay. So. What else do we have to discuss about?
think we need to work 30 minutes again.
Yeah, we have to care that it looks really new, because we still hold on to the ordinary square remote control. Because what I see, the only difference in fact is that we use a scroll wheel on the outside.
And the LED.
You have
it should be round in
the current controllers are all black and plastic. You have to look at that image of the iPod.
Yes.
More that kind of style,
and
not the old gray black.
Some kind of bling bling.
Well, you can put a very. If we do it like that, we have below having a lot of room to put a nice logo.
Yeah, well, the logo would have to be on there. That's fine.
How many fronts do we put on the market? 10, 5 or something?
Yeah,
or more. Or
is different? A custom? Maybe you can buy a separate one. So
buy the product you buy, you get one, and basic. Or you can choose one if you buy the project.
No, that's your choice, I think.
So you can put the bottom of the remote control in the recharger. So is that a good opportunity?
Yes.
Yeah, so you put it like that. Okay.
Yeah, you let it slide in the docking station.
Do we have to design that as well?
Yeah.
The docking station?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
but that can be very simple, at least.
It could be
just a recharger.
Just a square, just
a round something. But we had one example.
But we have to make contacts on the remote control and the recharger as well.
Yeah, but that's a round one. Maybe we can choose then.
Here you see one. It's very round.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that can be all kind of shapes.
But maybe you can just round up the corners a bit.
So remote control.
Yeah.
So you don't want this like the iPod and filled, but more rounded.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it will just look like more like this one, since this is also rounded.
No, just the corners.
Okay, no, those are all only a bit corners.
Okay.
Yeah, but we can do all kinds of, as long as it is in 2D, we can use all kind of round shapes.
Yeah, okay, but then
not
we
in
have
depth.
To think of something totally new.
Yeah, but if we want to make it kind of new.
I had a lot of picture walls once, and all curves have already been done.
It's a bit annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just more like this.
Yeah, but we could do a lot more curving.
Yeah, I know we can do a lot more, but.
Yeah.
This kind of
shape.
I don't know if it's handy.
Yeah, I think it will only look more like the old remote controls.
Yes?
Yeah.
The old ones look like just a square.
Yeah, okay, but I had a lot of pictures. Oh, I can show you here what the old ones look like. Curves.
Yeah.
Even more here as well.
Yeah, okay.
This wasn't a very small one. Become very simple.
So we have to make a decision what kind of form it's going to have.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think if my opinion, if we just take the iPod and the same look, so light or just whatever color, but the same light colors, and just with together with the backlights, will look very new. No rubber buttons or something. Just together with the backlights, you get a totally new look, more like the MP3 player.
And you have the scroll button on the side.
Yes.
But why do you have to round it on the bottom then? Skip that one as well.
Doesn't have me.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, that's a trend. Like, if I want to make it. But yeah, I'm not a trend watcher. You are.
The trend is.
Rubber spongy.
Spongy and fruity. But
yeah.
Well,
spongy.
It's not a lot of trends I found.
Okay, so we have. Still 1 minute left, so I think it's okay if you just keep it a bit square.
Mm.
Okay. I don't know something about ergonomic kind of fits in hand.
I think it's still for older people. You still have older people. It's only annoying if it's like that, formed like that, like whatever.
We're aiming at the young.
There's just one overall important aspect is that we must make it fancy. And it looks original, and I hope we can make it look not like the iPod itself. It must have
the idea, but if you look at the way remote controls are now,
it is already fancy because of the lights on the bottom.
Yeah,
that's
okay, so
fancy.
That's already a very big change.
Maybe make the scroll wheel, make it in yellow or something, just like the colors of real reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
Could.
Yeah, but if you change the front, the scroll wheel will still be yellow.
No, I think.
That's right.
I think the scroll wheel won't be very big, since if you put it somewhere, the chances that it will scroll are too big. So it will just be a small scroll wheel, so it won't stick out much.
Yeah, maybe the ones you are going to draw there. Maybe we have to ask to her if it can work better than this, because it doesn't work properly.
Maybe you can just open images there and I will paint in paint.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Tools ready job.
If you set the pen, he will draw here. Doesn't work.
Okay, so just finish it. So we make it a bit like that one probably. Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, I agree more.
Okay,
like
only the color and the flashy light. And
yes.
We just skip the focal or was it the speech recognition.
Yeah, do we skip that? Yeah, I think.
Or keep that? It's okay. But you definitely need a.
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. And we have to build in a microphone and.
Well, that's very easy. We already have the beeping of the.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I didn't receive any information.
Strange that I received.
That's hard.
The information about
this.
The main points I just said. We have to be original and technological innovative, because
So just put a speech recognition in it as well, okay?
So we clap it open then.
Yeah.
So we can put all the
function of that in there. Yeah.
Okay.
And we need a advanced chip then.
Yeah,
but it doesn't say anything
about
it, does it?
No.
No, yeah.
We don't have any information about the cost.
No.
We started with information about
the cost.
I have some information about the cost, but just about the chip.
And how much is the chip?
I don't know how much, but.
Yeah, the Vizen has developed a new speech recognition feature, the integrated programmable sample sensor sample speaker unit. This is a very small electronic unit, will give a standard answer after it recognizes the question.
How does it work?
Doesn't say, you say record, followed by a question sample, and after a few seconds, answer sample. So it works like a good morning remote control, and then the remote control says good morning.
But does that to say anything?
No.
You have to stop.
No,
that's
just
something.
Okay, we have to stop
it's
it now.
Well, that's integrated in the chip, so if you use the speech recognition.
Okay, that's a
separate chip.
I don't know, but if you use speech recognition, that will be in it as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this.
No, we just decide not to put it in because it's too difficult.
I don't know.
It would be a good feature.
Yeah.
feature.
Okay, we just put it in.
Okay.
Good feature.
No worries
you
about cost, etc.
Okay,
and there's a chip
you
in
have
it.
To stop it now.
Okay.
Fine.